It's the Mainly Plants podcast. I am Ryan, your certified plant-based nutritionist. The website, mainlyplants.com, at mainlyplants on Instagram, Ryan at mainlyplants.com. If you want to shoot me a DM, shoot me an email. Sorry, my brain is fried. And it's fried because this Sunday, if it's not already in your calendars, mark it down. This Sunday, Il Bosco Pizza, downtown Phoenix, off 5th and Roosevelt, is Pause for Pizza. Me and my co-creator, Ivy, have been burning it at both ends, getting this together. And it's going to be awesome. It's 12 to 5. We're going to have vendors. We're going to have dog adoptions, live music, raffles with really cool prizes, a cocktail competition between me and Ivy. See whose creation gets more purchases, merch. We're having face painter, balloon guy for the kids. It's going to be a lot of fun. Couldn't thank Il Bosco, PetSmart Vet Services, and the Vet Haven enough for all their help and generosity with it. So if you are in the Phoenix area, if you do have a pet, be sure to check out Vet Haven. And if you are in the Phoenix area, be sure to check out Il Bosco Pizza. The pizza is phenomenal. It's not like cheapo garbage pizza. It's like quality gourmet pizza. There's another location in Scottsdale. I think they're opening a third location soon, but this one's going to be at the downtown location. So please come check it out. Come check out the event. Say hi. If I don't know you, if I've never met you, please come up and say hi. If you can't make it and you do want to support the cause, shoot me an email or a DM and I can give you information on how to donate to the charities that we will be giving proceeds to for this year. That being said, I think that's all the housekeeping. That's the final reminder for Pause for Pizza until next year. I will be happy when it's done. I hope it's a lot of fun. I know it's going to be a lot of fun. It's just been a lot of work. Ivy will be the second person to tell you that when this is over, her and I are not going to communicate with each other for like a week. God knows I love her, but we've agreed that we don't want to hear from each other for a week because we talk to each other like 7 a.m. till 10 p.m. pretty much every day about this. Especially getting closer because there's so many tiny little details that are easily overlooked that kind of come up at the end that you have to figure out solutions to. I've never planned an event like this before. I mean, the biggest event that I do is my Hanukkah party over Hanukkah where I invite like 6 friends over and cook latkes and whatever. So, this is going to be something new for me. It's a learning experience. I think next year is going to be a lot easier, especially because we'll have more time. I won't bore you anymore with the details of Pause for Pizza. If you want to follow us on Instagram, it's at Pause for Pizza 602. 602 is the area code in downtown Phoenix. So this week, wanted to talk about a few things. It kind of depends on my rants and how deep I get into it. But the first one that I want to talk about is intermittent fasting. And there was some hubbub that came out earlier this week. I want to say it was over the weekend. Might have been last Friday. When was it? I think it might have been either the end of last week or over the weekend. And there was a snippet of news that said that preliminary data presented at an American Heart Association conference found that people who intermittent fast by restricting food intake to less than 8 hours a day were 91% more likely to die from heart disease than those who ate across the day. The study conducted by Chinese researchers drew data from about 20,000 adults. One researcher said it means those with cancer or heart disease should be extremely cautious about restricting eating times. The study didn't explain why the trend exists, but found that those who intermittent fast had less lean muscle than those who did not, a possible factor. So let's kind of break this down a little bit. First of all, the study doesn't explain why the trend exists. It's strange that you would release a study without any kind of conclusions about that. Maybe they're formulating conclusions, and that'll be in part two. But this detail of, you know, of them finding that those who intermittent fast had less lean muscle mass than those who did not, I mean, that could be a variety of reasons, right? They could have surveyed people who intermittent fast, technically, who are just people who sit in their cubicles and, you know, eat ringdings and ho-hos and Mountain Dew and don't exercise at all. There's so many extenuating circumstances around why that could be, right? Intermittent fasting, based on the information that this news article has given us, is just that people who restrict food intake to less than 8 hours a day, right? So, you know, it could have been, you know, it could have been somebody who is anorexic and just doesn't want to eat. It could have been somebody who is overly concerned about their weight and is going about dieting the wrong way, where they just eat, you know, a square of cheese and a grape every 6 hours when they feel their stomach rumble and they don't pick up a weight and they don't do any kind of aerobic exercise. Do you see what I'm kind of getting at here, what I'm driving at? There's a myriad of factors as to why this could be possible. So just to kind of give this broad analysis of people who, you know, of saying that people who restrict food intake to less than 8 hours a day are 91% more likely to die from heart disease than those who ate across the day is bogus. Also, what are they eating? What are the people who are in this survey, of 20,000 people, what's their diet like? And what's the diet like of people who eat throughout the day? Because that's a big factor as well. Is there any kind of control here? Is there a control group to this? It just seems such a broad thing. And to put this kind of study out saying that and scaring people is quite frankly preposterous. And then it says, you know, one researcher said it means those with cancer or heart disease should be extremely cautious about restricting eating times. Yeah. If you have cancer, you probably should not be restricting your eating. You should be eating a very formulaic diet, very nutritious diet. And if you are having trouble eating, maybe something that's calorically dense, but healthy. But yeah, if you have cancer, you probably shouldn't restricting. And this study just sounds like bullshit. And then it says people with heart disease should be extremely cautious about restricting eating times. Why? Why? Can you give me a reason for that? I don't know why that would be. If you have heart disease, you should be eating a whole food plant-based diet 100% because you will die from it. If you eat a whole food plant-based diet 100% of the time and you have heart disease, you can reverse it. It is possible if you're not too far gone. And if you are, God help you, it'll still prolong your life and make you feel better. But the damage that is done by animal products is irrefutable and does lead to heart disease. So if you eat a whole food plant-based diet, whether you're intermittent fasting or not, you will reduce your risks of heart disease greatly. This was just kind of made me irate, to see this posted. This was from the sources Ride the News. They do like news snippets that are trending on social media, and they're actually really cool. Ride the News is pretty cool. They pride themselves on being very independent, so they don't lean one way or the other. They kind of give both sides of everything. So they're just giving you the straight dope from the study here. They're not picking a side. They're not trying to analyze it. They're just telling you what the study said. So I don't know. It's just a little bit infuriating. And that kind of segues into my next kind of little topic. And I kind of go over this every so often. because it's something that everybody struggles with, no matter what the topic is, but especially with, you know, being vegan, whole food, plant-based. I am both. So let me break it down. Whole food, plant-based is my diet. Vegan is my lifestyle. So, excuse me. Aside from my diet, I will not buy leather. I won't buy cashmere. I won't buy a car with leather seats. You know, yada, yada, yada. So nothing about animal consumption, nothing about animal products. I don't support it. Obviously, no one's perfect. Yes, I understand there are animal derivatives in the tires on my car. I understand that, you know, there is some stuff that I contribute to. It's impossible to be 100%. I do my best. So I am vegan and I'm also whole food plant-based. Now, I run across this a lot where, well, first of all, when people meet me for the first time, they are very shocked to find out that I am plant-based. I think that there is this stigma that they think that, you know, plant-based men are going to be, you know, scrawny and hippy-dippy, and that's just not the case. I mean, you go on online, you type in vegan bodybuilder, you'll find some massive men. Blow me out of the water. Big, big men. Much bigger than I. And it's just not, it's kind of perpetrated in mainstream media that vegans are kind of like these weak, meek people. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, I'll get teased and I'll get made fun of kind of in a, you know, in a half-hearted way, you know, right? Like my friends, my family, they'll kind of make little jokes and it's fine. I don't really give a shit. But for somebody who's new to this lifestyle, it can be very difficult for them. So, you know, if you, I guess what I'm trying to say is if you do run across somebody who is plant-based or vegan and you don't know them very well, just ask questions if you're curious. You don't need to be a dick about it. You know, you don't need to say, you know, do you eat tofu because that's going to make you have tits or, you know, I don't even know. I just don't even listen to the noise anymore. I don't even know what the trending bullshit is about making fun of vegans, if that makes sense. Also, no, tofu and soy does not give men estrogen. This is an old myth. It was perpetrated by the dairy and beef industry to get people away from soy because it's killing their business. Soy does not have estrogen. Soy will not make you a woman if you're a man. Soy will not mess up your hormones if you're a woman. Soy has phytoestrogens. Look it up. Google it. Phytoestrogens work in the human body to give you all the benefits and none of the drawbacks. Okay? So you're getting a complete protein in soy. It means it has every single amino acid that you could possibly need. It's also filling. It's also super versatile. You know, some people just don't know how to cook tofu or soy curls or tempeh. Think of it like chicken, okay? So think of tofu like a chicken breast. Think of soy curls like chicken strips. It's going to take on the flavor of whatever you cook it with. So marinate it. You can bake it. You can fry it. You can air fry it. You can deep fry it. You can saute it. You can steam it. You can stir fry it. I mean, literally, however you cook your protein now, if you're not eating tofu, you can cook tofu the same way. I eat literally a block of tofu a day. I use the super firm high protein tofu. One block is 70 grams of protein. I eat one of those a day. I do not have breasts. You can hear my voice. I am not a woman. If you look at me, if you've seen pictures of me, if you know who I am, you know that I am not effeminate in the slightest. It's nonsense. Okay. And this kind of, you know, and this trails into, you know, for me, just to be open, I am a single man. I am dating. I had dated somebody a few months ago who their immaturity showed via their remarks about my veganism. First of all, she thought originally that I was like 32, 33 because I look younger, because I don't have any wrinkles on my face. You can call me Jared Leto if you want. And it's the same thing. Jared Leto's plant-based. It's funny to make fun of somebody for looking younger than they are. I'm 39. I'll be 40 in May. And I commonly get mistaken for anywhere between 32, 34, frequently. And if I didn't have any gray hairs in my beard, I'm sure be younger than that. And so dating is difficult because some people are not open-minded to it. I think that there are a lot more now, especially, you know, when I tell them, like, look, as long as you're happy and healthy, do what you want to do. And I'm going to do what I want to do. And we can both respect each other's decisions. I've been on the other side. I have been not plant-based. I have been not vegan. I get it. I didn't stop eating meat because I didn't like the taste of it. I stopped eating it because I felt better, right? So initially I went for health. And then it becomes about everything, animal welfare, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, and to kind of have your identity boiled down to, oh, he's the vegan, or he's the Jewish vegan, is a little bit preposterous, right? Like, I am more than that. And yes, like, I'm here doing a podcast on being plant-based, on being vegan. But if you're dating somebody, or if you care about somebody, whether you're dating or not, or whether it could be a family member, a brother, sister, whatever, neighbor, friend, you know, if you just refer to somebody as X, right, as the vegan, it's like, okay, look, I get it. Like, this is a new thing for you, but you can clearly see that it is improving my life. You have remarked that I look younger, that I have more energy than a typical, you know, 39, 40 year old. So, like, what are we doing? I guess all this to say, think about what you say to other people. Think about how you treat other people. Because it can affect them, right? Words do have power. Now, look, you're not going to say something to somebody and it leave a bruise on their face. Words are not physical violence. I know that might be a controversial statement in 2024, but they're not. And if you want to turn off the podcast because of that, be my guest. But words are not physical violence. Words can hurt your feelings. And if you care about somebody, or if somebody cares about you, you should not be saying anything to hurt that person's feelings, to reduce them down to something, to one singular point. I am not Ryan the vegan. I'm not Ryan the Jew. I'm not Ryan the weightlifter. I'm not Ryan the event coordinator. I'm not Ryan the realtor. I am all those things. Everybody is. Everybody is a conglomerate of things, not just one thing. So try and see people for who they are, not just for one thing that stands out to you that you don't understand. Because if that's the case, you need to do the work within you to not be like that. And you know, I think it's immaturity about any topic. I'm not talking about this person that I dated in particular. I'm talking about people who behave like this. It is immaturity because they do not understand what is different. So think about it. Think about it moving forward. I always say, try and wake up and be a little bit better of a person than you were yesterday. For me, that came with a lot of therapy and microdosing mushrooms, which I continue to do, which I do not see myself not doing. Maybe one day I'll take a break or I'll stop, but for now, I like the person who I have become because of these things. So think about it. I hope to see you out on Sunday. Would really, really appreciate your support. And until next week, go eat a salad.